Hello, this is Nissapod on Saturday the 21st of December 2013. And this audio boo is entitled Why I've Fallen Out of Love with Amazon. Amazon being the big mega store online, started out selling books. I've been somebody who's bought books from Amazon since there wasn't an amazon.co.uk, there was only an amazon.com. And I was really quite smitten with them. You know, the fact that you could get any book you wanted with a click of the mouse, add it to your basket, you know, one-click ordering. Very, 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 very easy. But I've fallen out of love with them now because I found out that they treat their employees really badly, but certainly the people who work in their fulfillment centres, so-called, which are their big warehouses. And if I click add to basket, although it seems nice and painless to me, it's not very painless for the person who has to go and fetch it from the shelves. They do shifts that are typically 10.5 hours long. And for that entire shift, apart from a very short break, they have a little timer, a little countdown timer to get the next item from the shelf. They have like 14 seconds or something to go and find it. They walk absolutely miles. They have targets which would require robots to achieve them. And just doesn't seem to be very human at all. I saw the Panorama documentary and I saw the article in The Guardian where they had people undercover working in the Amazon centre near Swansea, where, you know, the local government had built a road for them and given them a grant, and yet Amazon's paying very, very little tax because supposedly its European operation isn't based in the UK at all. And so we get very little tax into the UK coffers coming from Amazon. And I'm going to be looking for alternatives to Amazon from now on. And I have to say that, you know, one of the justifications that Amazon uses for its behaviour is that it's providing good value to its customers. And I have to say that, you know, even though individual items may be cheaper, in practice, I feel that I've spent too much with them because, you know, I may have bought books that were £2 cheaper each, but I've bought more books and less critically than if I'd have been choosing them in a bookshop and looking at them and thinking about them properly than if I just click on add to basket. And of course, it's not just about books. I've bought loads of other things from Amazon. Kitchen equipment and electrical goods and, you know, everything at some point. And I think it will be better, actually, to think more critically about what I buy and to look for alternatives to Amazon and to buy less stuff. Maybe each individual item will cost more, but if I'm buying less stuff, then overall I'll be spending less, and that's a good thing, and I'll be having less, you know, a smaller quantity of stuff coming into the house, which is also a good thing. So there you go. Why I have fallen out of love with Amazon.